Live from Dubai, Media City. Oh, across the metaverse and beyond. This is the Chris Fade Show.
Hello, Chico Pit, Mr. 305.
It's Lizzo.
Yo, this is Macklemore.
Hi, this is Gary V.
It's Doja Cat.
Chris Fade Show.
Where the stars live.
Chris Fade.
Pretty Malik.
And
Big Rossi.
Virgin Radio.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live across the country. Good morning, 601. How you doing? What is it, Monday, September 19th?
Yes.
Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. So happy to have you back, Chris.
Good to be back. Yeah, I was off Thursday, Friday, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were, yeah.
Had a little bit of the lurgy, as they say. Had a bit of a cold.
How do you feel?
You feeling bad?
Your microphone's on. You've got to talk into the microphone.
I am.
Oh, there we go. We got you now. Yeah, I feel better today. I felt better. It was, I did the whole, have I got COVID again? Tested about 900 times and then, didn't.
I think it's that time of the year.
It's going around.
Yeah.
I call it the going back to school present.
Yes.
So when the kids go back to school, the present that you get is a cold when they come back home. Because both my kids had it. And I said, stay away from me. And the next thing you know, I had it. But I feel good. Good to be back.
That's
as well.
Good.
Monday across the UAE, a fairly memorable Monday morning it will be with the late queen. Her funeral is today, right?
2 p.m. UAE time.
2 p.m. UAE time. Mm-hmm. She's going to be officially sort of put to rest, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
We're going to give you, I guess, the play-by-play of what's going on.
Yeah.
Everything that's happening there. I'm guessing it's in London. I'm guessing it's down there. So we'll give you a play-by-play of everything that is going on throughout the day there. I want to talk sports as well. There was a huge sporting weekend when it comes to football. I know Everton got up.
Yep.
But there was a huge boxing fight as well with Canelo and Triple G, which we'll discuss.
Oh, wow.
And plus Mayweather, I don't know if you know this, he's coming to Dubai to fight at the Coca-Cola Arena, supposedly.
What?
And some of the names being thrown around in this card are pretty cool. So I want to hit that as well. Prizes-wise, we are looking after you today. Can I tell you, we've got hotel stays, we've got cash, and we've got more. And it's all here this morning. As we do it, we're back to school.
We are back to school.
We are live right now from the Australian International School, right?
What a beautiful school this is.
Yeah, here in Dubai, it's only about a year old. It's fabulous. It's brilliant. Some of the teachers and students are already here and early. We want to say thanks to the guys. But we have decided to come back to school and just do the show here.
It's nice to do that. We haven't done this in a few years.
COVID didn't allow us to get out to the school, so it's good to be able to do the show here. So we've got our studio here. Hector and the team have built this studio. Well done, mate. It's brilliant this morning.
I have to say, the best chairs we've ever had in our life in a studio.
Yeah, they said they got them from Divisal or something.
Like, these are the best things ever. I want to take it to the studio.
Yeah, these chairs are fantastic. Ross, you had your birthday over the weekend. Can we talk about that?
Yes.
Because it looked like you went out with the boys.
I did.
You did, huh?
I'm still feeling a bit rough.
I know. I got out of an Uber. He got out of his car and he goes to me, oh, my phone's dead. I just got here by, accident. I had to find out how to get here.
My phone is completely dead.
I said, why is your phone dead for?
Why isn't it charged?
He's had a massive weekend.
Should I even ask?
He's had
massive.
You're a year older, but a year less wiser. What happened?
I watched the football, but fell asleep on the couch.
All right. Listen, we'll come back to it. Hey, first caller of the morning, if you're up and about, let us know. 04871-5544. Let's get you on the show. We'll also be talking to a few people here, okay? 4.4. Nala, did you turn me on late then? Was I cut off then, Nala?
Maybe.
yeah. Come on, Nala. Come on. We are live right now. We're here at the Australian International School here on Virgin Radio 104.4. Nala in studio in Media City in our main studio. Pressing all the buttons, making sure that we sound good. Thank you, Nala. You're doing a great job.
Adequate.
Come on. It's been 8 minutes.
True. All right, let's go. Let's just check out our first callers.
Good morning. The Chris Fade Show's first call of the day.
All right, we're first going to go live to the phones. Darren is hanging out with us. Hello, Darren. Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing? How you doing for a Monday?
I'm doing, honestly, I'm very tired, but, I'm on the volleyball run, so yeah.
So you're still at school, and you play volleyball, and they get you training at this time?
Yeah.
Man, that's dedication. Are you wanting to play volleyball professionally? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, just for fun.
Just for fun.
That's nice.
And you don't mind waking up and I get up early, right? But I get up to do this, to talk.
To talk.
Like, physical activity at this time is probably not the easiest thing to do. You find it okay to do?
Yeah, I mean, I like starting my day off with, like, a workout. It's fun.
You're attitude. How old are you?
I'm 12.
That is that is the attitude to have at the age of 12. I tell you that right now.
Very healthy.
Well, listen, Darren, go enjoy volleyball. I don't know, what do you say? Hit a spike? Is that what you spike?
Is that what it is?
That's a term, right? Spike is when you slam
it,
isn't it?
Yeah, spike.
Yeah, spike. All right, cool. All right, listen, you go do that. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon, okay? Have a great day.
Okay.
All right,
you too.
Cool.
Bye.
I like it. Our first callers of the morning, we get to do them in live right now as well because we're here at the Australian International School. We are back to school here on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show.
Yeah, Australian Rossi. International School, Dubai.
Dubai, well, because there's one in Sharjah, right?
Yeah, AIS
separate?
Dubai.
Are you guys the same? Same, but different branches. Okay, well, that's cool.
So I just came over to speak to Olive then, and she said, what's your name?
Okay, that's good. Olive, this is Rossi. He is the famous Big Rossi.
I said, I'm famous. Don't you know me? She said, no.
No, I never heard of you, Ross. Well, this is why we're here at the schools, you know. How you doing, Olive?
Good.
Good. So how old are you?
I am 8.
8 years old, and they've got you up nice and early just to talk on the radio. So did you get up extra early this morning?
Yeah, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock in the morning?
That's too early.
How is it? This is a new school. I like it. You like this school, right?
Yeah, I do.
What's your favorite part to hang out? Like, is there a part that, you know, Rossi and me and Pretty should go check out a little bit later?
Yeah, I think you should definitely check out the sports hall.
Okay.
And some of the classrooms.
Okay. You sound Australian like me, are you? Do you have to be Australian to come to this school?
No, you don't have to.
Okay, all right. Well, just making sure. Because if so, I'll tell Rossi and Pretty to leave now then.
Because we're not Australian.
They're not, you know what I mean? And who's next to you?
Ivy, my sister.
Hi, Ivy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're good. So are you older or younger?
I'm older.
You're older?
I'm almost 11.
Okay. And how are you? Are you liking the school here?
Yeah, I really like it.
And who's the student next to you?
It's my mum.
That's your mum? No, I thought it was your older sister. Hi, mum.
Hi.
How are you? Good morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up nice and early just to have a little chat on the radio.
You're so welcome.
So how long have you guys been in Dubai for?
15 years in March next year.
15
wow.
years?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I did 15.
Like us, yeah.
Yeah, 15 years in September, I think, for me.
Yes. It's 16 nearly, isn't it?
It's coming up to 16, is it?
Yeah, because you came in 2007, didn't you? November 2007. Why do I know this?
I don't know. So I'm coming up to 16 years here?
Yeah.
Did you come for 2 years like me?
I was just going to ask you the same. Absolutely.
Yeah don't we all?
Yes.
I told Mum and Dad when I left Sydney in Australia, I said, I'm going to go for a couple of years. I'll be back, guys. It's been 16 years, really?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. Are you enjoying your time here, though, in Dubai?
Yeah, very much so. We love traveling. We love meeting new people.
It's so cool. And what a beautiful school this is.
This is a fantastic school.
Yeah, I know, right?
Absolutely.
Well, it popped up out of nowhere because our studios used to be in Studio City, right? So we used to drive past this area, and I should drive past this area every day, right?
Yeah, and
now for the first time in a while, I've driven past this area and I have just seen buildings going up. I've seen new schools. I'm like, this whole area has come up.
Yeah,
I love it. So well done. Listen, thanks for bringing the family down. Okay,
so welcome.
Can we make sure we give them a little prize?
Yes, 100%.
We got a bunch of little prizes here just for waking up nice and early. We're gonna. How about we get you? Do you guys want to go ice skating?
Do you guys like ice skating?
Can we send you ice skating?
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Skip the Skiply app powered by Rack Bank. We've got some tickets there, ice rink tickets. So we'll send you ice skating, girls. Thanks for coming down, all right? So this is fun. This is a good morning here on Virgin Radio. Hang out. Still to come, if you're listening to us, your chance to win 1,000 dirhams with Joe and the Juice. It's coming up real soon. Hang out with us. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, hanging out with you here at the Australian International School in Dubai. You know, they've got koalas out the back. And
really?
Yeah.
Please, guys.
I'm wondering how long it's going to be before we sing that song, the gum tree song.
Give me a home among the gum trees.
With all the plum trees.
Yeah.
I love it.
Rossi's Australian accent. There's a few Aussies here. Let them show them what you got. Let's hear your Australian accent.
Well,
come on.
Come on, mate. Give us your Australian accent.
What do we guys think of that as an Australian accent? I just think it doesn't... No, horrible, yeah.
What do you mean?
Thumbs down. The 8-year-olds are saying it's horrible.
It's amazing, mate.
No, it's not. I don't know why. Pretty, let's hear yours. Pretty, Pretty can do somewhat of
it. I can only say one word.
Go.
What a park.
What a park.
What a park.
Not
is
bad.
Is that good? Karen,
no.
Is that good?
No.
No.
No. We're all...
Okay.
You're all failing. But yeah, beautiful school down here. So we've driven the show this morning. We've got the big Virgin Radio bus coming out front for in a while as well. A lot of the kids and the students before they get to school are going to come through here.
As auditoriums go, I think this is the best one we've ever been in.
I'm not going to say that because I don't want to.
You don't want to be partial.
Yeah, I don't want to be partial. It's a good one. I'll tell you that.
It's definitely up there.
Yeah, it's a brand new school. That's why, you know.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. You could host the Oscars in here.
You could do the Oscars.
Yeah.
Duvet could perform one day here.
No.
What do you think?
Maybe.
No. Yeah. I heard you did a big duvet performance on Friday without me.
We need to talk about this, Chris.
Yeah,
wait a minute. You don't know this.
Why?
He's kicked you out of duvet.
Oh, there is no duvet without me. That's the problem.
So I said.
You got some Over the Hill guy to join you in the show. Some ex-band guy.
That Over the Hill guy has performed with Victoria Beckham.
Yeah.
Posh Spice.
I performed with Steve Aoki.
Yeah. So it's okay for you to go off on your own and release songs without me. But when I do it, it's a problem.
I release songs before we were together. My solo career was before you and I joined.
Oh, gosh, here we go.
I'm going to release another song on my own now, I think.
What are you going to call it?
Alone.
Hollywood status. Pretty Malik's gossip. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what is going on, Pretty?
Kanye West has a new girl in his life. Her name is Candace. I hope I say her last name right. Swainpole. Okay. They're reportedly dating. She's a model. She is the face of the Yeezy Gap sunglasses. You know those alien-type sunglasses?
I want a pair of those.
I knew you would want a pair.
I'm sure I'll look ridiculous in them, but I still want a pair.
Just do it for the gram.
Sure.
Do it for the photo. So she's the face of that. So a lot of people are saying it's just like a PR stunt. Because she's the face of the sunglasses, everyone's going to keep referring to the fact that she's the face of the sunglasses, and then it creates the hype. So as I said, probably next week I'll tell you they've broken up. Kate Winslet had to be hospitalized after suffering a fall while filming in Croatia. Oh. She slipped and injured her legs. They took her to the hospital just as a precautionary measure. She seems to be okay, and she will be back to filming this week.
We told her to never let go.
She let go.
Titanic.
Good joke. Yep. Brad Pitt, he's not just an actor, but he's an artist as well. He's actually putting his art on display. It's at a gallery exhibition in Finland. He's got 9 different pieces there. And everyone's saying his work is actually really good. Like, in the art world, he's getting great reviews. I had no idea Brad Pitt was an artist.
I know he's a massive fan because he always buys Banksy's pieces.
Yes, yes. These are sculptures, though.
Let me tell you, these guys are they're getting old and they've got a lot of money and they don't know what to do with their life. So they just turn into art. Jim Carrey's done the same thing, you know.
Jim Carrey's now
an artist because they've just got all this money. They're getting older and they're like, well, what do I do now?
He's going to make art.
Haven't you got a friend that just gets into photography randomly? We've all got that one friend just gets into photography. They go out and get a camera, they go do everything, all of a sudden, they're a photographer.
Yes.
Right? And they come to any party or anywhere they've got their camera and they think they're, are you a photographer? Yeah, I've just done a course and I'm absolutely loving it.
Are you going to be a photographer?
No, I went through that phase. I did.
Oh, you did already?
I did.
Okay.
Brianna went through that phase?
Yes, yes.
Liz went through that
did
phase.
Did she, Liz? Yeah, my wife. Yeah, your wife. Anyone else?
Did you just say my wife?
My wife.
Finally, Pretty.
Blake Lively, you missed this, Chris. They're pregnant. They're having baby number 4.
4, right?
Yeah. So she announced a pregnancy, obviously, on her own. She was on the red carpet, etc.
Oh, but hold on. Is that how they did it?
Yes, she just walked the red carpet and there was her baby bump. That's how we figured it out. But over the weekend, she posted more photos of her in her home with her baby bump. And she put this caption in, which is really sad. She said, here are photos of me pregnant in real life. So the 11 guys waiting outside my home for a sighting will leave me alone. You're freaking me and my kids out. Which is so sad. Can you imagine 11 guys just hanging outside of your house when you take a photo?
I mean, she shouldn't be freaked out. I'm sure it's annoying, but she knows that they're there just for the
photo.
But
it's a bit creepy.
Yeah, I'd put water sprinklers all out the front of my house, right?
Just turn them on?
And just turn them on. It's the only way you'll get rid of them.
I like that.
So it's what you would
do,
right?
I'll tell Blake.
Yeah, tell Blake to do that for me.
Yeah, sure.
You never see their kids. I don't see...
They don't put their photos on
Ryan
social
Reynolds
media.
Is the husband, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you never see their kids anywhere.
Yeah, they try to keep it as private as they can.
Fair enough. All right, thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Your Monday morning. Make some noise, guys. Come on! We have a little live audience right now because we're here at the Australian International School Dubai in their beautiful auditorium. The Chris Faith Show's back to school. We're going to be popping up at a few schools like this throughout the month. So if you want us to come to your school, just give Rossi and I a lot of cash and we'll be there.
No, that is not true.
We take checks.
No. Not
yeah,
true. Well,
no, because duvet, where we've
I
got it before,
like
that's how we get paid.
Legally, yeah. I would like to say right now that yeah. the Australian International School Dubai did yeah. not give any funds to Chris Fade or Big Rossi in order to be here today.
You didn't get any money for this one.
Did you get money?
No, I didn't.
Excuse me. First of all, excuse me.
No?
We discussed this after seven. Duvet doesn't even exist anymore, according to Rossi. So
what do you
please,
mean?
We'll talk about it.
What happened to duvet?
Well,
he killed it.
I kicked you out.
When I was away?
Yeah. yeah.
You kicked me out?
Yep.
Of our band?
Yep.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
I'll get my lawyer onto the phone as well then. All right, more on that then coming up. We'll talk duvet. We are going to be talking about the Queen's funeral today.
Yes.
What's the official name for it that they're giving? Is there like a
state funeral?
Is it the state funeral? Funeral? Is that what they call it? The Queen's state funeral will be happening 2 p.m. our time, Dubai time, UAE time. We're going to actually go through a step-by-step. We have an hour-by-hour of what is going to be going on. Even here in the school, a lot of the schools, if you're a British school, some of the schools are finishing earlier today.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
So they can watch the funeral if they wanted to and to pay their respects. So we'll give you an update on all that. Good morning. We're live from the Australian International School Dubai, by the way. I've been doing the show live all this morning. We're popping out to schools across the UAE throughout the next couple of months. Who you got there, Ross?
Hi, what's your name?
Elodie.
Elodie. That's a nice name.
Elodie. Ross, he's just out in the crowd right now. We've got some teachers and students hanging out with us nice and early. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Morning,
Mr. Fade. That's what we're at school, guys.
Mr. Fade.
So what's your name there?
Elodie.
Elodie, how are you?
Good, thank you.
And what are you?
This
I don't
is
know.
Trying to work out if you're a student or a teacher.
I don't know if you're a student or a teacher.
I'm neither.
You're just hanging out. We have a random human that's just rocked in.
Is this a problem?
They're just here hanging out. We've got a bunch of prizes this morning, and I'm going to ask you a question right now. If you get it right, you'll get a little prize.
Okay,
here we go. Who is the man standing next to you with the microphone?
I know. Rossi.
She had to get help from the kids.
What is wrong with this school?
Rossi's a disappointed no one knows him here.
No, I got it right.
No.
It's like the second person who doesn't know who I am.
And he's only asked two.
All right, here we go. Have some ice cream. See you later.
There we go.
You're awesome.
Thank you, Eleni. Thank you for hanging out and coming this morning. Got some free ice cream there, which is fantastic.
200 dirhams Igloo ice cream is the best ice cream you can get.
There we go. Well done. Okay, listen, up next, that we've got to say goodbye to something in the country.
Uh-oh.
All right? It sort of was created on this show, but it's time to say goodbye to it.
Okay.
All right? No, Rossi, it's not your career. Relax.
Oh, thank goodness.
I guess it's a sad day for you, a number of reasons, but there is one thing that I wanted to mention, and I think it's still not there. The Lamborghini.
Don't say it.
The orange Lamborghini that we've been talking about for the last few weeks the show.
The Chris Fade Show Lamborghini.
Well, yeah, we didn't own it, but we saw it. We discovered it. I think it's possibly gone. Now, if you haven't heard this story... Oh, they've already started playing the music.
Well, we have to say goodbye now.
I don't want
to
say goodbye yet. Hold on, I'm not ready for it.
You have to be ready. It's gone.
No. So I want to recap what's going on. About 2 weeks ago on the show, I brought up that I saw this orange Lamborghini. All right, I saw this orange Lamborghini out front of the gas station, the Enoch gas station, just at Media City. As you were heading towards Dubai to Abu Dhabi, there was a gas station there. There was this orange Lamborghini that I just kept seeing every single day. It was just parked in the service lane, and it didn't move. It would have been close to probably half a million dirhams, right?
Lamborghini. I mean, it looked really good.
Okay, it was a convertible one, and it just sat there every day. Every day I used to drive by as I came to work, I used to see this orange Lamborghini. So 2 weeks ago on the show, I brought this up. I brought this up onto the show.
Yeah.
And then over the last 2 weeks, I have received, and I know that you guys are receiving it as well, more than 1,000 pictures of this orange Lamborghini.
Every day.
People would just be like, it's still here.
Yeah.
I had people over the weekend at like 1 o'clock in the morning coming home from out. Oh, it's still here, Chris. Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the orange Lamborghini that everybody was wondering who belonged to it. We put a call out there. We couldn't find it. But I can tell you that yesterday at 11 a.m., I've got footage of it. It was being towed. Some tow truck has come.
No.
Now do you want the funeral music?
No, not yet. The orange Lamborghini is no longer there. It's gone.
Okay.
I just want to confirm that if anyone is around that area right now, Media City, all right, Dubai to Abu Dhabi, the Enoch gas station, if you're around there right now, can you confirm? Because I visually have not seen that it's not there. If you can confirm it, 04871 55 44. If anyone is around there right now, they can say, hey, Chris, we can confirm that it's not there. I had a photo and it looked like there was a tow truck there, but I haven't been told and I don't know any other confirmation.
I've also been sent a video that it was
possibly gone.
It was gone. Because like yesterday I was driving past that area and I was looking for it. But to me, I thought, oh, I must have missed it. But now that you're telling me this, I wonder if it's just gone.
Yeah, any confirmation, again, 04871 5544. I'm 95% sure that the Lamborghini is gone, which means that we won't be mentioning it
on
the show
anymore.
I know.
It was a part of our
I know. Now, Amy, Amy's there. I think Amy's on the phone. Is that right? Hello, Amy.
Hi. Morning, Chris. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. Thanks. Tell me, is it there or is it gone?
We're not there this morning, but yesterday when we passed by after coming back from the Baby Bazaar, we passed by it and it's not there.
It's not there.
Yeah, okay. I think that's right, Amy. Anjay, so Anjay as well. Is it there, Anjay? Oh, Anjay, are you there?
Anjay?
No.
Anjay.
He's gone.
Philip, are you there?
Hi, Chris. Hi, Rossi. Hi, Pretty. We've been watching, me and my family have been watching every day, and it we looked like yesterday, and it wasn't there last night.
Oh.
So sad.
Oh, no.
So sad that it's gone. Teddy's messaging in as well, saying a lot of messages. Okay, so it's officially gone.
This is sad.
Now it's time to give the Lamborghini its official burial. Say goodbye to the Lamborghini. Hit the music. Born 2004 or 2005 or 2006.
Was it?
Are you sure? I think it's newer than that.
No, it's not. It was around 2004.
It looked really good.
I know. That's a 2004 to 2006 Lamborghini. Possibly 2007.
You know way too much information. Okay, keep going.
Born between 2004 and 2007.
Yep.
We are now saying goodbye to our orange Lamborghini.
Before it goes, what can we call it?
No,
orange Lamborghini. Thank you very much. It's dead. We're going to give it a name now.
It's too late.
We've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks.
Stop
now.
Arguing.
You want to give it a name?
Stop arguing. Chris, any...
I don't want him at my funeral. I'm putting it out there right now. If I ever pass away, Rossi's not invited to the funeral.
Everyone knock on wood.
I don't want you there.
Come on.
Because you'll probably get on the microphone and go, testing, 1, 2.
No, I won't.
Inside joke.
Honest. No, okay, listen, on the 11th of December... 2024, I'll be there.
11th of December, 2024. What do you know about me?
Why would you say that?
Nothing.
Take that back from the world.
Take it back from the universe.
Take it back.
He's such a hypochondriac.
Take it back.
I'm taking it back.
Well, I'll be at yours. I'll be at yours. September 19th, 2022. 8 p.m. It's Virgin. It's Virgin Radio 104.4. Good morning. Just gone 7:11 on the Chris Fade Show.
You know, you can always send us some...
Nala?
Yeah.
I think are we still on or we're off?
We're on.
I just stopped it for you guys.
What'd you stop? Because
I was talking.
Okay, but you can't just play stuff then stop it. If you played it, you got to let it go through.
No, we're going to pretend like it didn't play.
We're here at the school right now, at the Australian National School. We're broadcasting live. There's a computer system that we usually have set up, but Rossi, every time we do an outside broadcast,
he forgets
to set it up. So now I've got no control, so Nala's controlling it from the studio.
I'm working on this, Chris. Give me a break.
We should have it up by 10 when the show's done.
Yes. And what I was going to say was that you can always send us a message at 04871-5544. And Chris, there's a special voice message. Can we play that, please?
Okay. Hi, Chris Fade. I'm Ellie, and I am in the Australian International School, which you were going to today. And I'm in year five with Miss Julie. And... I can't wait to see you. Me and my family have been listening to your show for over 6 years now, so have a good day.
Aww, that's Ellie. Little Ellie. Hold on, now Ellie's here. Ellie's actually rocked up in the last 5 minutes before we got that. Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
You've been listening to the show for a while.
Yeah.
For 6 years?
Yes.
How old are you?
Nine.
Oh, check you
out. Got you in nice and early. And is mum here or is anyone here?
No.
They left, they just dropped you off?
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much. And who's in your hand right there? What's that?
Paddington Bear.
Paddington Bear, I like it. Paddington Bear's the best. Well, thank you so much for listening. We've got to make sure I come down, take a little photo a little bit later on, okay?
Okay.
All right, lots of love. Thank you so much. Give her a little round of applause.
Yay,
it's Ellie.
Ellie.
Superstar. What a superstar. All right, let's do the pop quiz now. Let's go.
Somebody say, hey, we want some money. The Chris
Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by RackBank. With RackBank Home in One, you can decide how much interest you pay every month. For more details, visit rackbank.ae/HIO.
Yeah, every so often we're taking out the show to a school, and we're here at the Australian International School Dubai, and we've got Mr. Ed with us. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
How you going?
Yeah, pretty nervous, yeah. Not gonna lie.
That's good. It's good to be nervous. We've got you up playing the pop quiz right now. Have you heard this game before?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thanks for listening. Appreciate it.
Apologies.
We play it every day for the last 10 years. What do you do at 7:10 in the morning then usually?
I'm on the way in.
What are you listening to on the way in? This is good. This is interesting.
I'm either driving and just listening to music.
Okay,
Or in a taxi.
All the teachers are like, Eddie's letting us down here, guys.
Sorry, everyone.
He's letting us down. All right. Well, listen, 7:10 every morning. It's the biggest cash giveaway on radio. It's called the Pop Quiz with RackBank. I've got 10 questions. Mm-hmm. You've got to get them all right in 60 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Okay? If you get them, you're holding your heart, Ed. Is everything okay?
You can be okay.
We're going to need a medic.
Is your heart
We're
going
to need a medic.
It's going 100 miles per hour. Okay, that's good. Okay, so if you don't know an answer, just pass. If we have enough time, I'll try to come back to all those questions again.
Gotcha.
You get them all right, that's when you win 10,000 dirhams cash. Otherwise, you get 100 dirhams for every question that you get right.
Okay.
Gotcha?
Yeah.
You just got to be quick.
Smash it, Ed. Come on, mate.
All right.
Oh, dear.
You got this.
I know that we've got our pop quiz timer ready to go in the studio. Give Mr. Ed a big round of applause here. A lot of the teachers and students are here already. You teach what grade?
I teach year four. Year seven media.
Okay,
media.
Very good. Oh, media. I didn't even have that. We didn't have that in our school, right? Media?
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
I know. They still guy gave me this job. All right, here we go. Good luck, Ed. Here we go. Come on. No screaming out the answers from the crowd. You'll be disqualified, okay? I'm looking at the little ones here.
I know.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time, Ed, begins right now. Finish the movie title, La La
Land.
Which British singer guest starred in Series 7 of Game of Thrones?
Ed Sheeran.
The Toronto Blue Jays are a team in what sport?
Baseball.
How many kids does Will Smith have?
Four.
What Jake starred in Southpaw the movie?
Gyllenhaal.
In which U.S. city would you find Wall Street?
New York.
Ray-Ban are famous for making what?
Sunglasses.
What is the capital of Lebanon?
Pass.
What dance duo had an artist called Redfoo in it?
Pass.
True or false, Matt Damon starred in the Titanic?
False.
How many kids does Will Smith have?
Three.
What is the capital of Lebanon?
Pass.
Go to the next one. What dance duo had an artist called Redfoo in it?
It's with his uncle, but I can't remember the name.
What is the capital of Lebanon?
Pass.
Oh. Oh. 800 dirhams. Give him a round of applause.
Wow.
You did great.
You can tell I don't teach geography very well.
Hey. My parents are both. I'm Lebanese. It's Beirut. You knew this.
I did know this. Yeah. I just didn't want to get it wrong and say somewhere else.
Yeah. I got you. Yeah.
Too much pressure.
Yeah. Abu Dhabi! what dance duo was Redfoo once part of? You knew it. It was LMFAO.
That's the one.
You knew it. You knew it. Just couldn't get to you. Still, Rack Bank.
So good.
800 dirhams. Give him a round of applause. That's a great start. Well done. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it, mate. As we do it live from the Australian International School here in Dubai.
So fun.
That is your pop quiz. It'll be back tomorrow where I'll give you a chance if you're listening in car to play, all right? So we're live from the Australian International School, Dubai.
Yep.
Hanging out with you. Hello, everyone. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you. A lot of the teachers and students are hanging out. We're popping up at a few schools over the next few weeks, which is brilliant. The Chris Fade Show.
Yeah.
Pretty. So I took Thursday off, Friday off.
Oh, here we go.
I had a bit of a cold. Feeling fine now, which is great.
Yep.
I found out that on Friday, where we would usually have our typical duvet performance, that something else happened.
Yeah, we had a celebrity.
Don't say we.
Well,
you told me on the radio. Like, I tried to stop you.
You enjoyed the performance pretty.
You were seeing Backstreet Boys.
Now, I've actually got Isabella, who's at the school right now. I wasn't listening, Isabella. I was sound asleep on Friday. Isabella, what happened? Did you hear what happened about duvet? What happened?
Rossi replaced you with this other guy, but I don't know. I don't really remember his name.
Was he good? Was he good?
Kind of.
Was he better than me?
Yes.
She's honest.
No, I think no. She didn't understand the question.
No, she didn't. So Isabella.
She didn't understand the question. Hold on, Isabella. The other guy that Rossi brought up for duvet
yes.
on Friday
yes.
was he better than me?
Yes.
He was a good singer.
Yes.
Now, what did you think of duvet as the other guy whose name is Dane and Rossi versus Rossi and Chris? Which duvet did you like better?
Probably the other one without Chris Bates.
Without Chris Bates.
See, this is why I did it because
Isabella. I thought you and I had a connection. You said that you're half Lebanese and half Australian, like me.
Well, I am.
Yeah, I thought you liked listening to my show.
It is. I do.
Yeah.
She's being honest. She's just being honest. So, would you prefer if Chris doesn't sing anymore?
No.
You
I still like him. Maybe like they can all do it together. Or something.
No.
Yes.
No, I'm not going to do three people in duvet. Only two people.
No. So I want three.
Why don't I kick Rossi out and I do it with the other guy?
What do you think?
What about if Dane and I did the songs together?
Then it's a no.
Why? Oh, then it's a no. Rossi
it'll be
needs
bad.
To be there.
You're not very good. I'm sorry to say.
Why did you do that to me on Friday? There I am at home with the cold and. You know, I'm just there, and the next thing I know that I'm getting shafted, I'm getting kicked out of the band that I created.
You went off and did your own performances with Two Tone before, so what's the problem?
That was before we even formed. Can I hear a bit of this? Have we got some audio? I want to hear the performance. A little.
I love you too.
Yeah.
We're going for Pretty Malik's heartstrings.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I'll go first.
The one.
Yes. How's it feel, Pretty?
Desire, yeah. Believe.
That's the power
of the Backstreet when I say
the silky tones.
I want.
Let me hear this other guy.
That go, he's Dane.
But we.
Oh, he's so good.
Are two worlds apart.
Oh, he's great, average.
Can't
reach
shut up.
To your heart.
Oh, he's good.
When you say.
Wow.
I want
together.
It that way.
Come on,
tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heart.
No, you can't get up high.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing.
All right, stop it. It was all right.
That was good. That Isabella,
where,
wasn't
where
it?
Was Dane,
it was all right.
Where was Dane from? Where was? What is in? What band was he in?
I don't know.
He's in Another Level. He had the song with Victoria Beckham.
Yeah, so you've got a professional singer to come try to replace me. That's what he was a professional singer, Isabella. That's why he was so good. Do you know what I mean? Let me ask you one last time because I think she just didn't understand the
question.
She
didn't get the question. Yep.
Do you think should I stay in duvet or should we get this other guy to do it? Because who was better, really?
You three should do it.
No, that's very nice, though, the three of us.
Well, the other guy was better than him.
I don't know.
Yeah, Dane was better than Chris, right?
No.
Yeah, see,
you guys are the same level.
We're at the same
except
level.
Except Rossi's very, very, very bad at singing.
Yes, there it is. Isabella's finally told the truth.
You can't swap sides like
well
that.
Well done, Isabella. There it is. She's speaking the truth. The kids don't lie. Rossi's very bad.
Did he give you any money then?
No.
No.
No. Would you take money if I gave it to you?
Yes.
You would, okay. Well, today is somewhat of a sad day. It's obviously the state funeral for the late Queen, and it's happening from 2 o'clock this afternoon, Dubai time.
Correct.
A lot of the schools across the country actually going to be, discharged early, so they have the time to go home and watch it.
Mm.
Now, I don't know where to watch it. Have you guys got it? I know it's going to be, I think it's streaming on YouTube, from what I understand, and there'll be a number of different services, but obviously if you're in the UK, it'd be on the big ones as well, like
BBC,
Sky,
iPlayer,
BBC,
yeah.
and also, right?
Yeah, it'll be on all of the news channels there. Yeah.
Okay, so Pretty, yep. what are we expecting from today? We have got basically a play-by-play
yes.
of what we're expecting at the state funeral.
There's a lot happening. So around 2,000 invited guests are going to be inside Westminster Abbey, including heads of Commonwealth nations. There's foreign dignitaries from 200 countries that are going to be there today.
Okay.
So here's a little play-by-play of what's going on. And these are all UAE times, so you can follow along.
Okay,
11 a.m., the doors are going to open at Westminster Abbey, and we're going to see these 2,000 guests going in. 2 p.m. is when the funeral service will actually begin.
Mm-hmm.
So that is going to last for about an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then the procession will set off again, where members of the royal family, including the Queen's children, they're all going to be walking behind her coffin. And then around 4 o'clock UAE time, they're going to head towards Windsor. So they're going to take this long journey.
That's a long journey.
So they're going to go to Windsor, and they hope to arrive there at 6:53 p.m.
Okay.
And there were
6:53
at St. George's
How
Chapel.
Good are they on time?
Yep. Yep.
You know,
and,
all planned.
Yeah, and 7 p.m. is when they're going to be doing the actual burial.
Oh.
So it's a long journey today. The hearse is going to be going through various parts of the city so that everyone can pay their respects in the city. 10:30 p.m. is going to be the private burial where she will be buried with her mother, father, and sister, and Prince Philip will then be laid to rest near her again.
That's so, I got goosebumps. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's such a big moment for the world, right?
Yeah.
It's sad. At the same time, we've got to celebrate, obviously, her life. So 2 o'clock today is when it sort of all starts to happen, but 11 a.m. as well. But as I said, a lot of the schools will be out early today, especially if you're obviously a British curriculum. I think most of the schools... Is your wife's school? Are they in or out? Do you know?
They're staying in school,
yeah.
Not finishing early. But the children have the option to go home.
To go home, yeah. Same with my kids as well.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so listen, again, if you're following it around 11 o'clock this morning when it's all going to happen, Charles has actually caught through. Now, Charles is on with us. Charles, you worked with the Queen, is that right?
That's right, Chris. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, buddy. Thanks for hanging out. So what was your role with the Queen?
I was what we call an equerry, which is an attendant on the Queen. So you might have seen him on the TV the last few days. At the moment, there's a guy in a kilt walking around with lots of sort of gold rope around his shoulders. And each member of the royal family has someone that's part of the military. And we hope to really make sure things go smoothly. But they don't.
Wow, man. That is, firstly, I mean, congratulations on that role. I'm sure that's a... You know, that's a very prestigious job that you had to do that entailed a lot of responsibility as well. Yeah, it's telling me here that were you part of Princess Diana's funeral?
Yeah, I was there for that, yeah, 20-odd years ago. Yeah, it was a very similar sort of thing to what they're going through today, all the planning, preparation, rehearsals that go into that, a day that you want to make sure that, you know, everyone remembers and celebrates a life well lived.
They said today at 6:53, they're very certain on 6:53. Is that how something of today's event is planned out? It's planned out to the minute, to the second?
Yeah, not to the minute, yeah, to the second. So the whole route, the timings, everything has been going on. I was in rehearsals for this. I was at briefings for this 20 years ago. For the Queen, 20 years ago.
What?
So 20 years ago, they were rehearsing what's going to be happening today. They were that set on obviously making sure that when it did happen, that they knew exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
And can I ask, how did you get that role?
When I was in the army, it was linked to my regiment. So my regiment's one of those army regiments just changing the guard outside Buckingham Palace, wear a tunic and a bearskin. And the officer from there was selected to look after the sovereign. So I was in the right place at the right time.
So cool, man. Thank you. Thank you for calling in as well. Can I ask what brought you here?
Sun, opportunity, quality of life, same as most others, I think.
That's so cool. Well, I love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that little insight on what happens there. Appreciate it and keep doing what you're doing.
No worries. Thanks.
Take care. There it is. All right. Well, as we said, 11 o'clock this morning. Are you going to be watching it, Ross? I mean, will you watch it with the kids?
I'm going to watch it in delay. Like, I'm going to wait for Liz to get back.
And then watch it together.
We've got some English food, and strawberries and cream.
That's cute. Yeah, I mean, yeah, have a little celebration.
Sit down and watch it. It's like one of the biggest events for our country, haven't
we? Yeah,
you know,
of course. Yeah, as we said, obviously we're saying goodbye to the Queen, but at the same time celebrating her life. It's been a huge weekend. When it comes to sport, by the way, guys, I don't know if you were watching it, but a huge boxing match happened in Vegas over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was watching it.
Yeah, you weren't, were you?
I was not watching.
Canelo versus GGG, as they like to call it. What a remarkable... If you're a boxing fan, this was a huge fight. This was, like, epic, right?
Did Canelo win?
Canelo won, yeah.
Because you got beat in the last fight.
It was their third against each other, and GGG sort of hit in that age where, you know, as a boxer, you're probably not ready to go back into the ring, but he showed so much class. But Canelo, yeah, just outdid him, which was fabulous.
Well, the guy who beat Canelo is fighting in Abu Dhabi.
Yeah,
Bivol.
Yeah, there's a huge fight happening in Abu Dhabi as well.
Yeah, that's going to be good. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
You know who he's fighting?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I can't remember the name.
The surname is the same as my wife's, Ramirez.
Ooh.
So, from what I understand, Ramirez in the Mexican sort of side is like a very common surname. Do you guys have a common surname in what's a common
Malhotra?
Malhotra is normal.
Really? Shetty.
What about Singh?
Singh is very common.
And the actors,
Ranbir Singh.
Yeah,
Ranbir Kapoor.
Kapoor.
Yeah, Kapoor is very common.
For the UK, Smith. Have you got Smith?
Yeah, Smith. Brown.
Brown.
Yeah.
Is that a common one? Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
So what we're going to do, what I want to talk about is there's a few things going on. I wanted to get a, I guess from your side of the family or your nationality.
Yeah.
What are common surnames?
Common surnames.
Common surnames from your nationality. So for if you're from India, or would it be India in general, or would it be all of South Asian?
South Asian, I guess, yeah.
Okay, so I've been told that the Mexican side, Ramirez, my wife's surname, is just a common Mexican surname somewhat, like it's common.
Yeah.
For the Brits, you've got Smith and Brown.
Smith. Jones.
Jones is another
that's
one.
Like a Welsh.
So where are you from and what is a common surname? 04871-5544. You could be from South Africa, you could be from China, you could be from Australia even, New Zealand.
What would be an Australian?
It'd be similar to the UK. Okay, it would be like as in if you were the Smiths.
Australian, yeah.
Smiths, Jones as well.
Really?
I'm trying to think what else there would be. Going to take some calls next. Where are you from? What is the common surname? Let's go. Don't even know how we got onto this topic, but we did.
We're
talking common surnames from your country or from where you're from, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about, I guess, there's a fighter that's... Hold on, we're out of school right now, so there's a lot going on here. We're having a bit of fun, right? We're talking about a fighter with the surname of Ramirez. And
yes.
I'd never heard of that surname in my life until
until
I found out that Brianna, my wife, when I met her, her surname's Ramirez. She's very common.
Very common.
Very common from you know, if you're from Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I started asking you pretty common Indian surnames or South Asian surnames as well.
Yeah.
Which you told me about, right?
Yeah, like Malhotras, Kapoors, Singhs. The list goes on and on. There's so many. Yeah,
so we're going around, because obviously here in the UAE, we have every single nationality under the sun. We are going around the world right now to find out common surnames, right? Just so, I mean, I'm interested in this. Amelia, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, Amelia. How you going?
Oh, good. Oh, good.
You okay, Amelia?
Yeah.
So where are you from?
I'm from Romania.
Okay, so what is a popular surname in Romania?
A popular surname would be Popescu. The termination as
Popescu,
the son of. So this would be the son of Pop.
Ah, like the son of. Okay, Popescu. If you're
the
from
Pop.
There we go. I'm learning. Victor in Sweden. What is a typical Swedish surname, Victor? Victor, are we there? Oh, there we go.
Victoria.
Oh, it's Victoria. Sorry, Victoria.
No worries.
Tell me, what's a typical surname?
So anything, it's a Viking country, anything that ends with son, Ericsson, Larsson, Magnusson, because it means the son of Magnus, the son of Lars. So that's how they're identified in Sweden. So it's all Viking names. A lot of Larsson, Ericsson, Pearson, Magnusson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Larsson, yeah.
And by the way, we need you in duvet, Chris. We need you in duvet.
Oh, thank you.
Don't say that.
Yeah, Rossi tried to get me out of duvet, huh? Can you believe that?
I'm a big fan.
He doesn't care about me.
It wouldn't be duvet without you.
Well, thank you. See that, Rossi? Can't get rid of me that easy, right?
Yeah.
We're hanging out pretty big, Rossi. My name is Chris Fade, and we've got Mr. Glenn with us here, guys.
Yes, Mr. Glenn is here. Hi, Mr. Glenn.
Hello.
So you're a teacher here. You're Australian.
Yes.
Now Rossi has come up with this brilliant idea. I think he's doing it just for the name,
the Wizard of Oz.
So the Wizard of Oz. And now you're from Melbourne, Australia.
Yep.
Now which city is better, Chris? Because you're from Sydney and he's from Melbourne.
The Melbournes will always say we're the best. We're the best. But as a Sydney goer, I'll just go. They're both fantastic.
But I've heard you say on many occasions how wonderful Melbourne is.
I do love Melbourne.
Is
it like very European there?
It's just they're a little bit more chilled. They're a little bit more cultured. They got great coffee.
I can tell by Mr. Glenn. He's so relaxed, calm.
From the ages of 18 to 22, me and the boys, we would go from Sydney to Melbourne every year. And we'd go out.
To have coffee.
No, we used to go out to try to meet women, and we always found that the women in Melbourne were a lot nicer than the women in Sydney. By I mean, you could actually have a conversation with a person from Melbourne, and they would have a nice conversation back.
Yeah.
Where the women in Sydney, they were very like standoffish and like, I've got a boyfriend. I'm like, I just wanted to say hello. That was it. Like, in Melbourne, you could have a real conversation, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm married to a Melbourne woman.
There
so.
You go. Aww. See, there. Oh, very sweet. Yeah. Well, so listen, Rossi, this is your competition. I think, are we buzzing in with our names? Is that how it works?
Yes, please buzz in with your names.
Okay,
so I've got 5 questions. Obviously, the first person who gets to 3 wins.
Okay,
basically.
So 5 questions, best out of 5 here.
I'll
Mr.
keep
Glenn,
score
good luck.
For you.
This is a very Australian thing to do, so if you're listening right now and you have no idea about Australia, think of this as a little lesson that you didn't need, all right?
That you didn't need.
You don't need it. You probably will never use it again, but we're going to do it right now, so
let's
here we go.
It.
Question number 1.
Okay.
Who's going to be the Wizard
of Oz? Buzz in with
us?
Your name.
Okay. Which Australian city was the first to host a Summer Olympics?
Chris.
This is what he does. Yeah. He says his
no,
name.
No, you get
5
seconds.
Minutes.
You get 5 seconds.
5.
It's either Brisbane,
4,
but no, they're hosting
3.
Melbourne.
Melbourne is correct.
Yes.
1 for Chris.
Come on,
did you know
sir?
That, Mr. Glenn?
Yeah, 1956. Oh. You were just quicker.
There wow, come okay. on.
All right,
Mr. Glenn.
1-0. Go.
In which Australian state is the city of Melbourne?
Mr. Glenn. Victoria.
What a why would you ask that question for? Because Rossi went and got these questions. That's like asking, where is Dubai?
Well, I didn't know. Like, you told me he was from Melbourne after I'd written the questions.
Yeah, but okay, go. Next question.
1-1.
This is a little bit tougher now, but you both should get the answer for this.
Uh-oh.
Australian breakfast staple Vegemite is known for its salty taste and high levels of which?
Chris.
What's the answer then?
Yeast.
That's incorrect. I'll finish the question. It's known for its high levels of which vitamin? Vitamin.
Mr. Glenn?
Yep.
Vitamin B.
That is correct.
Mr. Glenn, see, that teaches you to listen to the whole thing before answering,
okay,
Chris.
Okay, so it's 2-1, Mr. Glenn. If he gets his next one, he wins,
he
right?
Wins.
Okay.
Okay.
In which day of the year, what day of the year is Australia
Chris.
Day?
January 26.
That's correct.
This is it.
This is the decider.
It.
The decider.
Hold on, let me ask the students here. Who do you want to win? Do you want Chris or Mr. Glenn?
Mr. Glenn.
Mr. Glenn.
No, they're pointing at me. No.
That's because I do their reports.
Oh. All right, here we go, the decider. Good luck, Mr. Glenn.
In Australian slang, what is a Matilda?
I guess it's not.
Mr. Glenn, it's... They're Socceroo. They're female soccer team.
Yeah, no, but
football
that's not
team.
The answer.
It.
No, apparently it's a bundle of belongings or sleeping equipment.
What?
Did any Australians know that here? No, none
Matilda.
Of us did.
Matilda.
No,
it's a
not
great
at all.
Movie.
Oh, let's try that again. Next question for the decider. Who's going to be the Wizard of Oz? How many kangaroos are estimated to live in Australia? Is it 340,000, 3.4 million, or 34 million?
Mr. Glenn.
Mr. Glenn is in there.
No, 34. 34
million kangaroos is correct.
Are there 34 million kangaroos?
Probably.
There's more kangaroos than there are humans.
Than humans, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
What?
Mr. Glenn's won it, and congratulations, Mr. Glenn. We're going to give you a 500 euro voucher to Asta Pharmacy.
Beautiful.
That's all
Thank
yours.
You very
congratulations.
Much. Appreciate it.
You can all get right. as much vitamin B as you like.
All right, well done. Well, listen, it's gone 8:40. We are here at the Australian International School here in Dubai. There is a song that, Rossi, you said, if I still remembered the lyrics to.
Yeah.
We're about to sing it for everyone. This is like an unofficial national anthem of Australia.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, Mr. Raymond's going to press play on this. Yeah. Are we guys ready to do this?
Yay!
If you went to school in Australia, you would know this
okay,
song.
Okay, sure.
Here we go. Hit it!
Play the song. Thanks, sir.
Here we go.
Yay.
You ready? Yeah. I'll sing it. I've been around the world a couple of times or maybe more.
Come on, Chris.
I've seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore.
Yes.
But when my mates or ask me the place that I adore.
Come on.
I tell them right away.
Tell
Here
me.
We go. Give me a home among the gum trees. With lots of plum trees.
Come on, kids.
Pink or a kangaroo. A clothesline out the back. Veranda out the front. And an old rocking chair.
Yes, come on, Olivia.
Among the gum trees. With lots of plum trees. A sheep or two or a kangaroo. A clothesline out the back. veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. Gum trees.
It just keeps going.
What, how many times do you say this?
Back to work Monday. Took Thursday, Friday off, guys.
Feeling better?
Yeah, I had the common cold, which was interesting.
I say it that way.
No, I got freaked out for a while, you know. I thought, oh, here we go. Am I going to get COVID again?
Did you sleep in?
I didn't. I was up. I was up at 7 o'clock every morning anyway. I don't like taking days off.
7 o'clock is a dream compared to the time that we actually wake up.
True. We do get up early. But yeah, it's interesting. I don't like taking the days off. I'd rather come and do the show with you
guilt.
Guys.
Yeah. We have the guilt.
Yeah, I feel so guilty when I take a day off. Why?
But it's okay to do that.
Is that okay?
I think it's a millennial thing.
Okay. I'm actually off Thursday, Friday, and Monday of next week, by the way, guys. What? It's work-related. A lot of it's work-related.
Are you booking those holidays in?
Well, a few of the days are, but some of it's work-related.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Milan.
How exciting!
I've never been.
I've never been.
You know when they said to me, oh, you've got to go to Milano? I said, where's Milano? I've never heard Milano.
Milano. Oh, it's fantastic.
Has anyone ever gone to Milan? If there's anything that I should be doing in Milan, could you let me know?
Yeah.
I'm taking Mum with us. It's her 70th birthday.
Can you say that on the radio?
What, her 70th?
Because you know her.
I said to Mum that I'll treat you for a trip to Milan.
Yeah.
But I have to be allowed to tell everyone that you're turning 70.
She looks
She's amazing.
Stunning.
She looks fantastic.
She looks great, doesn't she?
She looks great, yeah.
So we're going to go and I've got to do a little bit of work whilst there, but at the same time, I'm going to spend a little bit of a holiday with Mum and Dad there as well. I've never been. So if you guys got any tips, can you WhatsApp them to me or DM me on Instagram?
I've got one. You can go to the Vespa Museum.
I'm not going to the Vespa Museum. Is there really one there?
Yeah.
No, I know that there is... I know that there is where they had the Last Supper. I think there's a lot of historical stuff in Milan. But if anyone's got anything that I should really do, maybe not even the touristy stuff.
Food.
Leah, let me know. Like food stuff, exactly. 048715544. I'd love to know more or DM me on the gram. But have you guys ever been?
No, I've never been to Italy.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow. Aren't you going to Italy?
Yes, next month.
Wow, nice. I've been driven through Milan. I drove to Greece once.
You drove from Italy to Greece?
No, from England to Greece.
You drove from England to Greece?
Yeah.
When did you do that?
2004.
That's such a great trip. I'd love to do that. Should we do it together, you and I?
No.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Okay. That is it for us for your Monday. Good to come out here and do it at the schools as well,
nice,
right?
It's a little different.
We've been here at the Australian school, the International Australian School here in Dubai, which has been brilliant as we go back to school here on the Chris Fade Show.
And it was so good having you back on the radio after 2 days off last week.
I know. It is good to come back to the show, actually. I had taken a couple of days off, even though I got, pushed out of Duvet.
Well, I know, yeah, but we got more listeners. Have you noticed more people listening?
No, I don't think so. Not at all. Hey, listen, hang out. Eddie's up next. He's got 104 minutes of commercial-free music. We'll kick it back to our studios in Media City. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.